Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Ron Flower.
And how old were you when you joined the armed forces?
15.
What influenced your decision to join the military?
Coming from a military background, military family, I was born into the military. I was born in a military establishment in Yorkshire, Catterick in Yorkshire, which is a big military camp. My dad was a recruiting sergeant major, my mum was in the army during the war. And my dad came home one day and said, "We're opening a new office in Manchester and you're going to be the first one through." And I was the first one through the new office on Fountain Street in Manchester.
And what year were you deployed to Ireland?
First time, 1971.
Had you served anywhere else in the world before you were deployed there?
Yep, I'd served in the UK, I'd served in Germany, I'd served in... Had we gone to Libya by then? Yes, I'd served in Libya and in the Far East, in Singapore and Malaya. And unfortunately, they brought us back to go to Northern Ireland.
And do you recall your first days in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, first days in Northern Ireland. It was we went over. We drove up from Tidworth. We were stationed in Tidworth in the south of England, in Wiltshire. And we drove up from Wiltshire with our vehicles, because our vehicles were armoured cars. We were armoured cars. And we drove up from Tidworth up to Liverpool and went over on the ferry, just the normal ferry, it wasn't a military ferry, went over on a normal ferry with everybody else, and came off the ship in Belfast docks. And as we were coming in, we hadn't got a clue what it was going to be like, and we were all sort of hiding beneath the barriers on the ship, just in case somebody shot us from the... And there was never any chance of that, but you know, we didn't know anything about what was going to happen. We were that naive about what was going to happen.
You were going straight into a very unpeaceful situation.
Yeah.
There was no... people talk about how when the British first went there, there was like a sort of small honeymoon period.
The honeymoon period was earlier than that. The honeymoon period was more 68 to... 68 is when it really started again. The troubles, what they call the troubles. 69, 70 and 71 was the real build-up to the split between the IRA, as it was, went from being the IRA to being the official IRA.
So once you were there, in terms of day-to-day activities, could you tell me about your particular duties and what your role was with keeping the peace?
Yeah, we were stationed in a place called Market Hill, a place called Gosford Castle, and we were living in very insanitary conditions. There was no inside toilets, there was no inside washing, it was all outside. Our job was to patrol the border between sort of Warren Point, where the Paras got killed a few years later, between Warren Point and all the way around to Crossmaglen, where again, Crossmaglen was very much bandit country. Crossmaglen, Fork Hill, Newry, and over to Warren Point. That was a sort of our patch. It was a big area. And we covered it because we were on armoured cars. If it had been an infantry deployment, it wouldn't have been as big, but we were in armoured cars. So we deployed along the whole of the border, all the way through that area.
What kind of interaction did you have with
the locals?
The civilians and locals?
Because of the part of the country where we were, which was South Armagh, which was certainly down on the border, you had around places like Fork Hill, Newry and Crossmaglen was very much Catholic areas. We'd got to that stage, 1971, where that honeymoon period that you talked about had gone. We were down on the border and it was fighting. We were sort of, we were under attack, we were shot at, we had to fire back, we were bombed, we lost people.
How long were you in Ireland for?
On that particular tour, it was 5 months. And then the following year, I did another 5 months. And then in 1978, I did a six-month tour as well. So I did three tours all told.
Do you have any reoccurring memories? Like any flashbacks of any particular situations for yourself?
There's lots of things I remember, but I don't sort of have psychological effects. I don't have worries about what went on. It's not as though it keeps me awake at night or things like that. We did when we first came back off a tour, certainly off that first tour. I got married, I think about 5 days after I got back. And because of obviously you're still wound at that stage. You're wound up to being on a defence, so you're defensive all the time. And you're walking down the street and you're looking, you're not looking where you're going, you're looking at the windows and the rooftops and seeing what's, you know, because that's what you did in Northern Ireland, because you might be being shot at. A car backfires and you'd hit the deck. When the champagne corks popped at the wedding, the Irish, the lads who'd been out in Ireland with us, dived under the table. It was literally like that sort of thing, you know, that sort of psychological effect. But actual flashbacks, no, I've been lucky. I've not suffered PTSD or anything like that.
Thank you very much for the interview.
You're very welcome.